Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promoting comic book creators and supporters. It's October 8th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Claudio Girardo at Word on the Street Toronto. Claudio is a contemporary figurative painter and illustrator with a variety of independent works in his portfolio. During our chat, Claudio spoke about the consideration of comic books as literature. He spoke about his most recent work, They Call Us Monsters, along with Harvey Award nominee Hard Rock Edition. He also provided some insight about his future works and plans. But before I go further, here is some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Here's the latest news that came from New York Comic Con 2019. Sci-Fi Wire wrote that Archie Comics announced new books in celebration of its 80th anniversary of the title. Archie and Katie Keene is a new series starting in January that'll be written by Mariko Tamaki and Kevin Panatta, with art by Laura Braga. Additionally, The Riverdale Diaries, Hello Betty, will be available next summer and will feature art by Jay Bone with words by Sarah Kuhn. You can read more at sci-fi.com. Newsarama reported on the winners of the Harvey Awards presented at this year's New York Comic Con. For Best Children's or Young Adult Book, the winner was Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me by Mariko Tamaki and Rosemary Valero O'Connell. You can read more at newsarama.com. And ComicsBeat reported that Stuart Immonen will join Joe Hill for Plunge as part of the Hill House Comics, a new horror imprint at DC Comics. The series will hit store shelves in February 2020. You can read more at comicsbeat.com. And now, here's my chat with Claudio Girardo at Word on the Street Toronto.
Well, right now, this is my first time actually doing the Word on the Street, and I got here through TCAP because they wanted to do a section just on comics. So I figured this will be a good way of just showing my work and, you know, informing the public of comics and what the possibility of comics at the moment.
What's your thought of being here amongst other writers and comic book art right next juxtaposed to it? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm glad about it because I've always believed very strongly that comics are an art form, even in form of literature. So now that we're actually in a festival that celebrates literature, comics are now part of it. So to me, it's like finally we're getting some validation for the work we're doing.
So what's your newest project that you have on display here?
Well, one is a book I got from a writer from the States called And They Call Us Monsters, which is basically, it's a combination of Scooby-Doo with a little bit of the campiness of Scooby-Doo, but with a twist of prejudice. So the characters are people who have afflictions. And they're similar to the monsters of old. So people actually consider them monsters because they're similar. Like, for instance, there's one character who has a problem with his blood, and he needs transfusions once a month. And, of course, they consider him Dracula because he needs this transfusion on a regular basis. Then there's another one who actually has organ transplants. And, of course, he worked it all out, and now he's considered to be like a Frankenstein monster. And what they were in the story, they were basically targeted as murderers. They find out, and so they decide themselves to investigate the murders, and they find out there was a conspiracy behind them. So then they went and they did it, and they basically solved the crime. So it's a little bit like Scooby-Doo, only instead of the monsters turning out to be humans, the humans are the monsters. So that was a little bit of a, and it's also done more in an experimental style where basically it's told by the characters, so I do flashbacks on the characters as the story unfolds.
Now, I notice you have another book here that we've never talked about, but is a Harvey Award nominee called Hard Rock Edition. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that. That sounds quite intriguing.
Sure. It's actually based on an article by this woman called the 27 Club. She did some research on a bunch of musicians, and she found that the one thing all these musicians who died early, all around the age of 27, Jim Morrison, Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, like all these big names, always the number 27. So the idea that she works with Enrique Jang, who actually right now is on a Kickstarter campaign for the newest anthology, What Fresh Hell This, inspired by Dante's Inferno, The idea is you take one of the musicians in 27 Club, you take one of the musicians, and you do a story based on their life or the music. So I chose Basque, who's actually was an artist, but he was part of a band called Gray. It was an underground techno band called Gray. So I chose him and based it on his life, and I called it Life is a Painted Story, basically, as an artist who is trying to figure out how to finish a painting. He has no idea, so he calls a suicide hotline, which is exactly what Basque did at one point. He did. And then he finishes the painting, and then he just drops. And so the story, I left it open more like, well, did he pass away? Or was he finally relieved that the painting is finally done? So it kind of talks about the struggles that an artist tries to go through, trying to finish this painting and wanted to really make it like a masterpiece and what they have to go through.
So you're here at the Word on the Street Toronto. What's next for you? What's your next big project or event that you're working on?
Well, for next projects I'm working on right now is I'm working actually on a 4-page story for the Full Metal Comic Festival in Lucerne, Switzerland. Once a year they do a festival and they do a theme out. And so they ask artists to do a theme, and this one is called Networking. So I'm working on getting that together. And then I'm going to be doing Mississauga Comic Expo coming up in, I believe it's October. And I'll be having some new works there as well, some prints available as well. And then after that, I have no idea at this point, but something always comes up. So I end up doing something. I might do a new comic as well, because on the comic Kayo, which is basically the autobiographical story of a 50-year-old guy who tells his story and he goes through, talk about how he's angry at the world and upset and being cranky. So,
and where can people find out more about your work and what you're up to?
Well, one is I have a Patreon page, so C. Girardo at Patreon, where I'm actually having, for $2 a month, you can actually read exclusive reading to my graphic novel, An Amsterdam State of Mind, which is based on an illustrator who deals with his middle age insecurities and a lot of choices he made. But then he goes through Amsterdam and he goes through all the various museums and he actually finds resolution that way. So there's my Patreon page. The other one, they're still painting a comic, WordCom at this point. And those are the two right now at the moment.
Thanks to Claudio for the chat. You can discover more about Claudio on Twitter at CGHIRARDO and online at ClaudioGirardo.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at TrueNorthComics. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.